Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support.
All right.
I can have an orgasm just driving down I-95. Ow!
I did find it, by the way.
No more sucking, please.
We found it.
No more sucking, please. No more sucking, please.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yes.
Hi there, boys and girls. Today, we've got a very extra special friend stopping by.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
I can't do the bagpipes right now, because that would not be good. Okay? This would not be good. You know?
Anyway. Maybe it's the diarrhea. I was in the bathroom most of the warm-ups.
These things happen. Could be the diarrhea. Not exactly sure. Okay?
It's my fault. I'm sorry.
It's maybe his fault. Not exactly sure. That's what it's all about. All right. What do we have here? For the 123rd time, injuries in McDaniel not being leader, getting out coach, forcing plays, not having plays in on time, being one-dimensional and stubborn is what cost us the last 2 years. Amen? Amen. Christian Wilkins can't get off the line of scrimmage against good teams. He's good against the run. He's just not a pass rusher. That's a little overrated. That's all. And the Raiders will find out that they overpaid, but it is what it is. They were desperate. They had to make a splash. So X hasn't had any interest from any teams as far as I know. Do you think it's possible he would sign with a team-friendly deal and be a Dolphin again? I doubt he's going to sign a minimum deal here. He'll go somewhere else. I think it's time to move on from X. You got to let it go already. You know, it's like the silliness of Jarvis Landry. Like, you got to let it go, bro. Like, the time came and it went. That's it. You have to stop with all of that.
I want to kiss you.
You have to. And then you sound, you know, like Joe Namath chasing Susie Culber around. Don't do that, bro. Okay?
I want to kiss you.
Tyler was the sixth man of the year and just turned 24. He's 100% tradable. Well, because of the salary, they're not going to give you much for him. So in order for you to unload him, you may have to give up a draft pick as a sweetener. Okay, tradable what, like 2 second rounders, like a first rounder in 2038? I'm not convinced of that. You know, nobody wanted him last year, dude. He was out there, nobody wanted him. He needs to come back and really build it up to help himself or the Heat to try to be tradable. I saw where Wendy said that the 76ers, which is like the obvious spot to talk about, which you would think it's the Knicks, but now with the success they're having without Butler, they're not going to add him now. So he says the 76ers for Butler, none of their vets are under contract. Embiid and Paul Reed are the only ones that they could trade 3 first rounders and 3 pick swaps. And to me, I mean, I hope they're that stupid. Seriously, I hope that the Sixers are that stupid, because he's a guy that cannot play in the regular season. And if he tells you, no, I'm going to try in the regular season and in the postseason, he's lying to you, because his body... Son, your body's writing checks. What is it? Your body's writing checks. Your what is it? No, you're writing checks your body can't cash. the whole Top Gun thing. Right? So I got a problem with that, dude. You know, I have a hard time believing you're going to be that stupid. Now, sometimes people are that stupid. So I got to hope that that is what's going to end up happening. Because outside of the Philly thing, I don't know who else is going to do it. You know? So that's where I kind of have a hard time believing that people are just going to bend over backwards and trade for a guy that cannot help you in the regular season.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
That's exactly it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Right there. Okay? I mean, if you... Whoever trades for Jimmy Butler and you see how broken he is, I'm thinking you maybe, I don't know, you were into some things that now you're picking up again as a bad habit.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit amphetamines.
You know, that's I think that might be happening to you at that point. You're trying to quit them and somehow it's not working, you know? So, I don't know.
It's like I took the wrong week to quit drinking.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of like, that's kind of what I'm expecting from somebody that trades for Jimmy Butler's contract. That's exactly what I'm expecting. So, I don't know what can tell you. Let's see. I like Jovic next to Bam. So do I. I like Jovic. I would develop Jovic, keep Bam, and develop Jaime, and then try to unload Jimmy. If not, get through the next 2 years. You could probably trade him in his final year because he'll be an expiring contract. And I don't care if he becomes bitter. Bro, he's already a pain in the ass. He doesn't play for... That guy took the third game of the season off. The third game of the season. You think he culture's not broken? The third game of the season. The guy took off. So.
Shayna, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let him crash.
That's what's going on with Heat culture. It's crashed. Let's see. What else do we have? The Raiders are the new favorites to win the Super Bowl because they paid Wilkins $20 million a year. All right, Jamsville. Good stuff. Gordon says, staying with Jimmy is like picking the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. Do I have that one? Let me see. I don't know if I have that one. I have the other two. Did I not record the sniffing glue one? Can't believe I got alcohol, I got amphetamines, and I didn't get glue?
I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Come on, I'm better than that.
I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue.
Come on, we gotta have that one, man. You know?
Can I get you something?
It's your mofo butter laying me to the bone, jacking me up. Take me.
I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Cuddy say can't hang.
Oh, stewardess, I speak jive.
Oh, good.
He said that he's in great pain and he wants to know if you can help him.
All right, would you tell him to just relax and I'll be back as soon as I can with some medicine.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on a rebound out of medicine.
What it is, big mama. My mama raised no dummies. I duck a rap.
Cut me some slack, Jack.
Chump don't want to help. Chump don't get to help.
Say, can't hang. Say, seven up.
Jive ass dude don't got no brains in him.
Can you do that movie nowadays? I don't think so, right? I don't think you could do that movie nowadays. That movie just... It just won't fly. Can I say it that way? That's all. I mean, we got to be honest, right? I just, it's like Blazing Saddles. You can't do that movie nowadays. These little tight asses will get all bothered.
Joey, have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
That's the stuff you can't do nowadays. Got to stay away from that there, Sean. Okay? Stay away. I'm just telling you. Okay?
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay? And I want to leave a message for you right now, because again, it's 10:30 here in New York on a Wednesday, and once again, I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time. When the time comes for me to make the phone call, I stop whatever I'm doing, and I go and I make that phone call at 11 o'clock in the morning in New York, and if you don't pick up the phone, at 10 o'clock at night, and you don't even have that goddamn phone turned on. I want you to know something, okay? I'm tired of playing this game with you. I'm leaving this message with you to tell you, you have insulted me for the last time. You have insulted me. You don't have the brains or the decency as a human being. I don't give a damn that you're 12 years old or 11 years old or that you're a child or that your mother is a thoughtless pain in the ass who doesn't care about what you do as far as I'm concerned. You have humiliated me for the last time with this phone. And when I come out there next week, I'm going to fly out there for the day just to straighten you out on this issue. I'm going to let you know just how disappointed in you I am and how angry I am with you that you've done this to me again. You've made me feel like shit, and you've made me feel like a fool over and over and over again. And this crap you pull on me with this goddamn phone situation that you would never dream of doing to your mother, and you do it to me constantly and over again. I am going to get on a plane, and I'm going to come out there for the day, and I'm going to straighten your ass out when I see you. Do you understand me? I'm going to really make sure you get it. Then I'm going to get on a plane, I'm going to turn around, and I'm going to come home. So you better be ready Friday, the 20th, to meet with me. So I'm going to let you know just how I feel about what a rude little pig you really are. You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
Alec Baldwin, Father of the Year. So make sure you all, what I have in my library, I mean, it's endless, the stuff I have. I could just go on forever and play all kinds of drops and all kinds of stuff that I have here. So listen, if you need some inspiration on how to handle things with your kid, the Alec Baldwin School of Fatherhood is a perfect place. He knows how to shoot it down. Anyway, let's get to our 3A Graphics sports calendar. Alan Blanco and the great people at 3A Graphics, if your company, listen, man, maybe you're looking for uniforms, shirts, hats, whatever it is out there, man. They can help you out. Please call my guy, Alan Blanco. They're in Hialeah. They can handle anywhere out in South Florida. Call them. Great people. Support the people that support us. 786-618-1443. The Marlins, man, they swept the Rockies. They won their third game yesterday. You get another Whopper Jr. today. 5-4 in 10 innings. Jesus Sanchez with 2 RBIs. Yes. Luis Arraez, 2-5. 2 runs scored, so that's good. Tonight, they start a set with the A's in Oakland. Last year, they'll be in Oakland. Ryan Weathers taking on J.P. Sears, 9:40 first pitch. And Maple Leafs, they beat Boston yesterday 2-1 to tie the series. Tree. Tomorrow's game 7 at TD Garden. And Panther fans, we are hoping for overtime after overtime after overtime. And I don't – oh, I'm sorry, Alec Baldwin. I'm sorry. They don't have shootouts here. Okay, we move on. Inter Miami on Saturday, they take on the New York Red Bull. They will host them at Chase Field, okay? Messi could take a shootout there. Maybe Baldwin will be there. So we'll see. They're in first place, by the way, in the conference with 21 points. Red Bulls are in third place with 17. So this is a key matchup. You want to keep them down, okay? Kind of like Baldwin does to his daughter. You want to kind of keep them down. Side note, Jakeem Grant. He has been, what's that called, invited to Eagles rookie camp. Former Miami Dolphin returner, okay? So there you go. That is your 3A graphics sports calendar.
Oh.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm a straight shooter. Well, so is Alec Baldwin. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. What do you got for me?
I believe the Bills have signed Chase Claypool to a one-year deal too, just so you know. I don't know if you saw that or if it happened this morning, so just so you know.
Okay. No problem.
Just in case you thought he was going to be a big plan of the Dolphins this season.
Okay. No, I did not. So the Bills got Chase Claypool. Okay. All right. That's actually not a bad thing for an accurate quarterback. Give him a guy with more range. So that's actually a good move for the Bills. And they'll probably actually use him, unlike Mike McDaniel, you know? All right. I talked to Manny. Manny will join us at 11:30 here at the bottom of the hour. We'll get Manny on and we'll talk a little Canes football and we'll touch base with him. Let's see. I saw a clip on the director's interview where the actors who played the Jive guys were talking about their character. They were speaking the Queen's English and the subtitles were in Jive. That's funny. That's funny. Damn, LOL, don't become a father. Yeah, I know, right? Big O, that's what I call nurturing and caring, isn't it? He definitely knows how to shoot. He does. He does. I have Blazing Saddles DVD, one of the best purchases I've made. Well, I mean, there's nothing like Blazing Saddles, bro. It's just they're the Blazing Saddles. And for you youngins out there, If you haven't watched Blazing Saddles, I don't know what you're waiting for, because that is, you know, unless you don't have a sense of humor and you're a little too touchy, then maybe you won't be able to handle it. But that is one classic, dude. That is just that's one where you just continually laugh all the damn time, because it's just funny, you know. Remember, you can make a donation through Cash App or Venmo at Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. And you can make a Bitcoin donation, which, by the way, right now, Bitcoin 61.5 right now. So after hitting 62, it's gone in that window of 61.5 and 62 right now after being down in the 50s, in the high 50s.
Yes. Looks like Odell has signed with the Dolphins.
All right.
It is a, this is from Ian Rappaport, one-year deal worth up to $8.25. He took less than was offered elsewhere, but wanted the fit.
They all take less. They want you to know that. They all take less to come here. Okay. All right. So,
and also thank you for the chat. I saw it there and then everybody started throwing it out there. So I went and confirmed. So thank you guys.
Okay. So Odell, 1 year worth up to 8.25. Okay. All right. Good stuff. Good stuff. All right. Okay. I had to do some. We'll see. I'm going to see if I can add something to it. Okay. All right. So worth up to 8.25. The real question is, what is the deal really worth? How much is the real salary overall, you know, for Odell? So, sources, right? Yeah. Odell did a 1 year deal worth up 8.25. So I'm going to say he took less, was offered elsewhere, but wanted to fit. Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested. I bet you it's like five, maybe six. And then the rest are incentives that it could be worth, you know, that much, but it's not worth that much. Yeah. It's definitely low hanging fruit. I told you guys that they're not going to, I tried to explain that last year, remember, with the Dalvin Cook and the Jonathan Taylor thing. They weren't going to be paying heavy prices one way or another. If you wanted to trade for Jonathan Taylor, you're going to have to take some salary from them. Some big name you were going to have to take. They were going to have to unload, what's the name of the pass rusher that was here that they just let him go? That he got the contract but then got injured and then they changed the scheme. Agba, Wilkins, X, like they would have unloaded something back to you. You would have to take that in order to bring Jonathan Taylor here. They weren't going to just give Taylor a $10 or $12 million deal and then all of a sudden just, you know, add it to what you had. No. You had to unload salary on them. And that's where Indy wasn't going to do that, you know? And that's what I tried to tell people. And then on the Cook thing, I told you from the get-go, they weren't going to overpay for, they weren't going to trade for Cook at all. That was pure lies by anybody that put that out there. And then they weren't going to overpay. And the same thing here, you know, they're not going to overpay. They have their receivers. And again, he's an outside guy. Everything. Remember what I told you? Everything they drafted, everything they signed, it was all inside. They have five slot guys. They are convinced they're going to fix their slot guy. They've got a bunch of guys, and something's going to give. And then Odell already made the team. If he's healthy, he'll make the team because Waddle can go inside, and you can keep Odell and Tyreek outside. Or sometimes you can put Tyreek inside if you put him in motion and leave Waddle and Odell outside. You can do it the other way too. You know what I mean? The real question is, what's his real salary? Because obviously it's going to be hard for him to get to the eight unless hopefully he does. That means maybe they accomplished a lot and hopefully team goals. Anthony Campos, Alien 45-year anniversary is out in theaters. What a movie. If you haven't seen it, still holds up to this day. It looks still amazing. Way better than half the movies that came out. Yes, Alien was amazing. And Sigourney Weaver, amazing. Okay? The acting, the scene that you're like, Sigourney Weaver. Wow, that was the moment. It was like watching Cheers. And what's her name from Cheers? Damn it. Not the one that just passed away, the original. But she was like super conservative and all that. What's her name, bro? Come on, help me out. Sigourney Weaver is just like her in this sense. Diane, what is it? Diane what? You're right. It is Diane. Her name was Diane, but what was her real name? Shelley Long. Thank you. So Shelley Long was Miss Conservative all the way up to here all the time. You know, Sigourney Weaver was Mrs. Classy, this, that. Alien comes out. She comes out in those little underwears, and you're like, Sigourney Weaver. Whoa. Tip my hat. Wow. You know, you're like, damn, woman's got a body, right? Same thing. Shelley Long, Night Shift. She plays a prostitute in that one. And she does the whole stove scene and all that. And she's in her little, and you're like, Shelley Long, you were so covered up. So just going off, anybody that, you know, kind of knows that, am I wrong? Okay. All right, let's do it. Caneswear. With our Miami Hurricanes report and the one and only Manny Navarro.
The viewpoints, statements, or beliefs expressed on the following program by the host, guests, or callers are not necessarily the opinions of FantasyXS.com, Media Group Inc., ownership, management, sponsors, or website. If you're a Miami sports fan, there's only one store to go to, and that's Caneswear at Miami Fanwear in Davie. They're your one-stop shop for all your inner Miami CF, Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, and Marlins merchandise. They have hats, t-shirts, game day jerseys, and so much more. Located at 2655 South University Drive in Davie, and open 24/7 online at caneswear.com or innermiamiwear.com. Call them at 954-835-5597. Caneswear, the spot where inner Miami and all Miami sports fans shop. Time for Canes fans to get what they want. Information, insight, and perspective. It's the Caneswear Miami Hurricanes Report with Manny Navarro, exclusively on the Big O Radio Show. Here's Big O and insider Manny Navarro.
So, do you remember Aliens?
The movie Aliens?
Yeah.
Of course, Sigourney Weaver.
So there you go, of course. So Sigourney Weaver, up until that point, you saw her Miss Conservative all covered up, and then she had the underwear scene, right? And you're like, Sigourney, huh? Right?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. You're right. It changed the whole outlook on her.
On her, right? Okay. So I just explained it to her. Did you ever see the movie Night Shift?
Oh, who's in that one again?
Henry Winkler. Working at the morgue with
I think I did. Oh, but I can't remember like the details.
The Beetlejuice guy. Yes. But what's
Michael Keaton.
Michael Keaton. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember the movie. I just don't remember the details of all of it. But I yes.
There's Shelley Long in that movie.
Yes, Shelley Long. I know who she is. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Awesome. But you know that? Yeah. See, is this Sigourney Weaver like? Because you're in Cheers like. Covered up to here, right?
right. I gotcha.
There was that oven scene where she's in her underwear and you're like, Shelley Long.
Yes.
Ever knew. Now you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Because some guy brought up Alien, and that's, I just made that immediate correlation. I said, yep, I remember Alien because it was a great movie. And then it was also making Sigourney Weaver all of a sudden a sex symbol that she never was. And Shelley Long was never a sex symbol until you saw Night Shift and you said, Shelley Long, wow. You know, that's, you know.
Right.
Kind of, all right. So I just want to make sure you're kind of that age. So I was wondering if you thought of the same thing. Overall,
are you trying to make the comparison that the Canes are getting sexier? Oh, is that what you're trying to get to?
Not until I watch Mario on the field coach.
All right, exactly.
Yeah. Until I need it. Mario needs to make me look at the team sexy because I need to see that he's a difference maker, you know, overall. And right, I know he's a difference maker as a recruiter, as a human being, as a father like figure. I know he's exceptional in all those areas. When they get sexy is when I see him on the sidelines,
right,
coaching this thing up the right way and being aggressive and, you know, things and doing the right things in the right moments and shit. Then I'll start to feel good because I love everything else about Mario. I really do. But I am worried about him on a game day basis. I was always worried about the conservative. But then when I'm watching him every day, the decisions also, and then the whole kneeling thing. Oh my God, bro. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. That didn't help him at all.
No, that just took it over the top. That's what's going to, you know, and I'm pretty consistent. I think Mike McDaniel's a mess, too, on game days.
Mm-hmm. And
he needs a shitload of growing up also on game days, too. So I'm pretty consistent about that because you see it with Spo, and I've watched it with Larrañaga, and I watch it with Shula. And bro, I know what a great coach looks like. I know what the guy looks like that can maximize what you never thought he could maximize. And that's what I've seen from those guys I just mentioned. I've never seen that from a Mike McDaniel yet, or even a Mario Cristobal. I haven't seen that. Although there was, maybe I could say some of it, maybe at FIU a little bit, I guess, you know, because he did get to two bowl games. So
right
in that place, that's kind of overachieving.
Absolutely. How many other conference championships or you know, bowl games has FIU gone to?
I don't know. Not too many, but that I'll say maybe was the last time that Mario Cristobal overachieved.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of need to see. That's what I need to see. That's how I know you're a great coach. When you do the shit I can't expect you to do. You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah.
What do we got here? Hold on a second. It says the post has been deleted. What did you send me? What was it before it got deleted?
Hold on a minute. Let me see if I took a Snapchat. All right. It said, what I sent you said, Barry Jackson sent out base is $3 million per source. Incentives okay. of $5.25 million. Dolphins came up in incentive money to strike deal. Good compromise.
That makes sense.
But I don't know why he deleted it that quickly, so I don't know if it's all necessarily. So,
My guess is, as a reporter, the agent probably didn't want that out yet.
Or he got corrected by the team.
Right.
Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the two. Because either he got the figure wrong.
Right.
Or... Barry's not going to put it out if the agent didn't want it. It's going to be hard. I see it very hard.
You can always get those phone calls back where the agent calls back and says, please don't put it out yet.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
I've been there many times.
Yeah, no, you're right. No. I've seen that too. I've experienced that, like where they call back. Hey, you know what, bro?
Not yet.
Hold off on that one. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm holding off on a bomb till next March. It's like, it's terrible, bro. I got to sit on a bomb till next March. Oof. I mean, like a bomb, like it would wipe out me like a bomb. And mm-hmm. got to sit
not
on
fun. It. Not a fun feeling.
No. The last time I had one was the whole Jordan Love thing. And mm-hmm. Omar figured it out because I kept telling everybody, no, he never wanted to. Go ahead. Go find out. He wanted somebody else in the draft. And it took months, but Omar then finally was the one that, because I could not say anything until, you know, he got fired.
Right.
So, you know, it's kind of the same thing. I got to hold off, unfortunately. So it just, and you know how it is. Sometimes you have a nugget that you'll never be able to use.
A lot of times.
Yeah, a lot of times. And then, like, I had a nugget that I shared here a couple years back on Ryan Tannehill. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons why I knew Ryan Tannehill was not a good pick for the Dolphins at number 8, Jeff Ireland hired a scout on the side that did not work for the organization to go scout Ryan Tannehill. So that year, I knew they liked Ryan Tannehill. I couldn't say anything because the scout he hired was my friend.
Right. You would have outed him. He would have been the only source and everybody would have known.
Yeah, he was at that time. He was one of the guys that I would hang out with all the time on the road.
Yeah,
and when he would come to town, he would call me, and I would take him out. We go somewhere because you know sometimes when scouts come to town, they'll call me, and we'll go hang out. We'll go somewhere eat. We'll go drink or something. And so, he and I would hang out all the time. And he goes, "Hey, man, guess who hired me?" And I go, "Who?" And he goes, "Your boy Jeff Ireland." I go, "What?" Because, yeah, I need to scout a player, Ryan Tannehill of Texas A&M. So at that point, I already knew that they wanted him or they were interested in him.
Oh, absolutely.
And I couldn't say shit. And so then he gives him the draft grade, second round.
And they still took him.
At number 8 overall.
Yeah.
And so he's one of the guys that would give me like great info on players and
their background. You know, you bring up an interesting point, that I don't think the public really understands with scouting. Scouts are rarely trusted by front office people. Even if that person does all the investigative work, it still comes down to the front office person saying, this is what I feel. Even though I didn't see this guy the way you did, I'm still going to – it's incredible. But
Ego.
Ego is an MF-er, bro. Yeah.
It's because I tell people all the time, people tell me, well, Chris Greer's been there forever. Yeah, you asshole, because all his reports are on hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, he must have been putting good reports. They just weren't listening to his ass.
Right.
The people above, you were just a scout. You're a regional scout. You're a college, whatever. And then the GM just doesn't take your word for it. But then the next GM comes and he keeps them. And the next GM comes and why do you think they keep them? Because they went back and said, well, who did he like and who he didn't like? And, well, this guy's more right than wrong. Why am I going to fire this guy?
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like the assistant coach that you see him that he's worked on 7 teams. He hasn't worked on 7 teams because he's bad. Dude, he's worked on 7 teams because he wasn't the problem in the last 6 stops.
Yep.
They know he's a good coach, Butch Berry. Mm-hmm. UM was a disaster when he was there. Denver was a disaster for many years. And now he comes here and he coaches well. Well, then must have been the environment, bro.
Yeah.
Must have not been Butch Berry because Butch Berry keeps getting hired. So all I know is when Butch was here at UM, it was a dysfunctional place. When he was at Denver, it was a dysfunctional place. Here, it's not dysfunctional. Here, everybody's on the same page. Oh, shit, it worked out. So, it's like people don't understand that. And you're right. The scout sometimes is taken for granted. Mm-hmm. And yet, bro, what do you pay him or her for? I mean, Jesus Christ.
They're your eyes and ears on the ground. They see that person more than anybody else. They give you... they know they have to do a good job. Their job is on the line. They're not going to get hired again unless you can trust their word. So why would they, but hey, man, it's an interesting, that whole facet to me is like the undercovered part of sports. People don't realize like what goes into scouting and decision-making and all that.
I had to wait like 10 years until he retired for me to say that story.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's retired, so now he don't give
care anymore.
Yeah. He doesn't care anymore. He's retired, so we're good. And so it's just like, but it's funny, dude. Like he goes to me, "No, I gave him the report," and I go, "So what'd you say?" "Oh, he's a second round quarterback. He's a project."
Yep.
And then I see the draft, and I'm thinking, "Okay, second round, they're gonna go for him," And bro, it was the 8th pick, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yep.
So I already knew what that report entailed, and I was like, okay, it's done. It is what it is. All right. So what do we got recruiting wise for the Canes?
Well, obviously the transfer portal window for the spring just ended, and we may have a couple more exits, guys that just kind of, are buried on the depth chart that are looking to go somewhere else. Those names at some point may or may not pop in, but they're still looking to add some guys. They hosted Simeon Barrow, who's the defensive tackle from Michigan State. I think Barrow's going to be deciding soon, whether Miami, LSU, or Missouri. Tyler Barron, an edge rusher from Tennessee, who played at Tennessee and then transferred to Louisville, got back in the portal. He had an injury, kept him out this spring, shoulder injury, and I guess he's deciding whether or not Miami, Ole Miss, or somebody else. And then I think there's another kid at cornerback that they're looking at, D'Angelo Pounds. Gabby Urrutia reported this one from 247 Sports. James Madison, kid, cornerback from South Florida, who could potentially be another DB that they add. I said they wanted to add, 2 DBs this offseason. They got one so far, so they can add another one. The thing that people need to understand is even though the window's closed, you can still add guys all the way up until August. So as long as their name is in the portal, then they're fine. They're available. So that's what's going to happen.
By the way, I just got it confirmed. $3 million is the base.
Okay. So there you go.
For Odell.
OBJ.
Yeah. It is $3 million. So $5 million is incentives. 3 million base. That is nothing, dude. That is a Chris Greer special right there. Mm-hmm. That's a Chris. Baltimore paid 16. They're paying 3. All right. So what names are you hearing? Is there any names specifically?
Because guys,
they got some guys that they were targeting this past go around here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just mentioned them. Simeon Barrow, Tyler Barron, D'Angelo Pounds are three names to watch. Pounds is the cornerback. Barron and Barrow.
Is there one that they're really after? Like, you know, that's what I'm saying. I know.
I think the D tackle, Barrow is the guy they really, really want. I think he, you know, D tackles are hard to get in college football, right? Guys that are starting caliber D tackles, that would be an upgrade over some of the guys that they have. They like who they got in the portal in the January period. They like both the NC State kid and the Middle Tennessee State kid, which is why some other guys have left. So they like what they have, but this is just like adding more sugar on top. This is just making you deeper and better at a position where, man, we've got 4 quality guys at D tackle we really, really like.
All right, good stuff. All right, what else are they working on? What else are you working on?
Well, we just did an ACC mailbag. Me and Grace Rayner and Brendan Marks, who covers North Carolina basketball, Duke, and all the UNC schools. We just did a mailbag talking about, you know, looking ahead to the football season and what the offseason has entailed. And we're going to have another one that comes out Monday that talks a lot about realignment, because everybody's, you know, obviously watching what's going on with Florida State and Clemson. You know, they can decide basically by August of this year if they're going to leave after the 2025 season. Legally, there's 5 court cases that are sort of ongoing. I put it on my Twitter timeline yesterday. Chris Vanini, who's one of our national writers, just wrote a big story, you know, kind of encompassing everything you want to know. In case you haven't been keeping up with Clemson and FSU's legal battle, this is like the perfect outline. It's a perfect education. What's going on with that situation? So we're going to have a mailbag where we kind of talk about some of the potential scenarios if Florida State and Clemson sort of working out of court settlement to get out of the league. The interesting thing with the ACC, ESPN has an option in 2027 that they can basically say, hey, actually this coming February is when they have to make that decision, but they can say, hey, you know what? We're not going to pick up the last 9 years of the contract through 2036. We're just going to have a TV deal with the ACC through 2027, which then creates a scenario where if Miami is unable to get into the Big Ten or the SEC, where they really are going to be screwed and sort of out of the picture. So I think that's what's going to end up happening. Me personally, I think Florida State and Clemson are going to reach some sort of legal agreement with the ACC to get out, the same way Maryland did before it went to the Big Ten. And then it's going to be on Miami at that point to try to work their way into the Big Ten, in my opinion. I think that's where they have to go to financially keep up with the Joneses, so to speak. So
Wow.
We'll see. But it's an interesting, just, you know, college football used to be about the games and recruiting. It's much more than that these days. So there's so many more discussions just about TV deals and which league you're going to be in and, you know, NIL. It's really become a much, much more complicated issue than just the games.
It's all about money, bro. About money. That's all they give a shit about. All right. Follow him on Twitter at Manny_Navarro. And, of course, catch his work there at The Athletic. Manny, as always, my brother, thank you very much. Appreciate you.
No problem, brother. Good talking to you.
Have a great weekend. There you go. Manny Navarro. Caneswear's got a 2-day sale going on right now. You can save 20 to 50% on all apparel, clothes, headwear, footwear, all teams. Canes, Dolphins, Panthers, Inter, Marlins, Heat. They've got it all for you. 2655 South University Drive in Davie, right next to La Spada. I'm already getting hungry just mentioning the words La Spada. Anyway, caneswear.com. Remember, you can use my code BIGO10. You will get 10% off. And if you can't go there personally, you can order online. And if you go over $99, you will get free shipping. So they've got a 2-day sale going on right now. Make sure you take advantage at caneswear.com. And we thank
Welcome to Caneswear.
New store, new items,
same great experience. Family owned and operated since 2010, Caneswear has the latest merchandise from the Miami Hurricanes, Miami Dolphins, Florida Panthers, Inter Miami CF, and more. Come visit us at our store in Davie on University Drive, just south of 595, or online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot Miami fans shop.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. And go see Brett and Jeff and John and all the people out there, man. They do just amazing work. And they ship, like, right away. Right away. So not talking about OBJ just getting signed by now. What more do you want me to tell you? We've already talked about this. This is a good move. It gives you depth on the outside as a wide receiver because he's not a slot guy. Like I told you, they can now play with it where, let me tell you something, if the Malik Washington kid, okay, turns out to be a player at the slot position, because he looks kind of interesting, but let's, for shits and giggles, let's have some fun that Malik Washington becomes a thing. Come play this game with me here. I can attack you now with a no back set. And four wide receivers and a tight end if I want to. Or I can put Jonnu Smith on the sideline for a second, and I can have a one-back set, and I can attack you with four different wide receivers or two backs if one and want to get creative, right? Let me see. Yeah, right. I can get creative. So I can actually put two slot guys. I can put Malik and Waddle, Malik and Tyreek, because I can have Malik Tyreek in motion and free him up a little bit more. And then on the outsides, I can have Odell and Waddle, or Odell and Tyreek, if vice versa. I can create a lot of mismatches and get a lot of quick twitch guys out there and just get really quick receptions. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, you'd like to keep Jonnu Smith in there because it's a bigger target for them, you know? But, yeah, it's kind of interesting, man. You know, that's one that, you know, it could fly, where you got a back and the four wide receivers and you're off and running. You know what I'm saying? Or the tight end, the four wide receivers. But yeah, it's probably better the back and the four wide receivers. You could do shit like that. You know, and then you can rotate the three guys and with the tight end and all that in the traditional sense. But you could get really creative if one of the slot guys becomes a thing, okay? Whether it's Berrios or Malik or whatever, I'm not sure how good the other guys are. We got to wait till we get to the pads. Remember, let's get ahead of ourselves on this one, because, you know, some of my media brethren, they misinform you every year and they get excited about guys in underwears. Okay. You know, Robbie Chosen and Albert Wilson. Okay. We brought no excitement for either guy for you because we were right. We wait till there's pads on. And then we start to see what they really are. And those, we don't do the underwear Olympics here over the next couple of mini camps. I just want to warn you, just in case. Okay. I kind of learned my lesson, like, you know, 30 years ago on the beat. All right. When you don't get excited about Brandon Manning, I think it was, and Charles Jordan or something like that. In the Jimmy years, I did that a couple times where I got excited about a wide receiver in shorts, and I made that terrible mistake. I learned my lesson 30 years ago. Okay. Apparently, some of our media brethren, they need to just fill space. And so they try to create excitement where there's no need to be excited about Robbie Chosen or Albert Wilson. Okay. So just warn you ahead of time. Okay. If I go to any of these mini camps, I don't get wowed by mini camp play much. Okay. I just don't. There's no real physicality going on. Right. I just want to warn you ahead of time, because we got a couple mini camps coming up over the next couple of months. And I just, I've seen this now the last couple of years, and it's kind of a joke. So let's pump the brakes on that kind of stuff. All right. I got to get back to work. Can't keep trying typing here. I'm on the side of the road. I'm listening, but got to drive. You're a classic True Finn fan. Tony Zag says 8.75 million with incentives. His value was at around the range for a player that made 15 million last year is a good deal. Well, he really wasn't worth 15 million. So the 3 million they're paying him is, you know. Yes, sir.
As Alf said in the chat, and I just went back through, apparently Odell Beckham Jr. and Kim Kardashian have reportedly broken up after 7 months of dating. So it's a big day for OBJ. Big day and a great day for the Dolphins now. No Kardashian.
Wow. Kim Kardashian couldn't maintain a relationship? That's strange. I mean, she creates such a stable environment. One any man would want to be a part of. I'm quite frankly shocked. 7 months. Well, a little longer days with the other idiot basketball player, whatever his name was. The Nets player. She's getting better at it. 70 days, 7 months. Man, it's a slight improvement. It's funny. She stayed with a crazy man longer. What does that say about you? Not only you married one, but you actually stayed longer with the insane person than you have with the other guys that probably are a hell of a lot closer to sane. Oh, I get it. Only an insane person could deal with the insanity. Silly me. Okay. Let's see. Big O, buenos dias. Who will get our third and short and fourth and short touches? Abraham, what do you want me to do, bro? Let's find out. I just told you they got five slots. They added a tight end, which the tight end's going to get, and they added another running back, which means they want to run that offense with those three guys. So the ball, like I talked about the other day, Tyreek Hill is not getting 1,700 yards anymore. He will have a lot less yards. He'll have a good year, of course, but he's not going to have the same kind of year because they're going to spread the ball around. And they didn't make this kind of an investment on the slot to not use it. They didn't make this investment on the tight end to not use it. They didn't make the investment to add the running back to not use it. They're spreading the ball around. Hopefully your third and fourth is a rotation of your slot, your running backs, and your tight ends, my friend. That's a rotation of your third and fourth, where you're getting more Waddle along with Tyreek. That's in a perfect world. That's what I would tell you. Not a permanent third option. This down, it's the running back, the third option. In this down, it's the slot guy. In that down, it's the tight end. That's how I would like to see the third and fourth options in a rotation. So there you go. His contract wasn't enough to keep her. Let's see. I know a blocker, but when they blitz us or double Tyreek and Waddle, we need weapons. Well, that's kind of what they're trying to solve, dude. That's why they brought all those slot guys. Big ol' dímelo, mi hermano. OBJ, good pickup. Just heard the news. Rewind. Big O, they are beginning to play with Tua, and they are begging. Oh, they're begging to come play with Tua McDaniel. That worm has turned in new time in Miami. Yeah, it's a great environment here. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if the boys just stay healthy, everything will work out, man. Everything will work out. I promise you. Everything will work out. Let's see. What else do we have to talk about? By the way, Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines, they've got it going on right now with the Spring Into Performance sales event, where you could get 1.9% financing for 36 months. And right now, the 2024 Integra, $299. The RDX, 2024, $419. The MDX, $489. 1.9% financing for 36 months. Go check it out at 15601 Pines Boulevard, just off of I-75 in Pines. Finest dealership in the business, baby. They are Craig Zins, Acura of Pembroke Pines. I mean, Craig Zins, all his dealerships, top notch, man. Top notch. It's a matter of you go get a Toyota, you go get a Lexus. Oh, I'm telling you. I know, because my daughter just bought a Toyota. So you want a top-notch dealership? Craig Zins. Craig Zins knows how to treat people. They do a great job.